This is VOA News, reporting by Russian troops backed by artillery and rocket barrages began a long-anticipated offensive in eastern Ukraine on Tuesday, prompting Western countries to pledge more arms and money to the Kiev government. Ukraine officials said their soldiers would withstand the assault, calling it the Battle of Donbas. But the Russians pressed an advance across almost the entire stretch of the Eastern Front, and hours after its start, seized a frontline city. In the ruins of Mariupol, the southeastern port that has suffered nearly 8 weeks of siege, Russia gave the last Ukrainian defenders hold up in a steelworks an ultimatum to surrender or die, a deadline passed without word of their fate. Kiev's lead negotiators said it was hard to predict when peace talks might resume because of the Mariupol siege and the new offensive. Russia has acknowledged the war in Ukraine has entered a new stage. AP correspondent Karen Jamas reports.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Moscow's campaign in Ukraine is continuing and said another phase of this operation is starting now. Lavrov's statement follows Ukrainian statements that Russia has launched an offensive in the Donbas, the country's eastern industrial heartland. Russian-backed separatists in the region have been fighting with Ukrainian forces for over 8 years in the mostly Russian-speaking region. The separatists declared two independent republics that have been recognized by Moscow. Lavrov emphasized that the Russian operation is aimed at what he calls the full liberation of the Donetsk and Luhansk republics. I'm Karen Shamas.
In a swift response to the intensified assault, U.S. President Joe Biden and other Western leaders discussed increasing military, economic, and humanitarian support. This is VOA News. After 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic keeping tourists away, South African resorts along the popular eastern Indian Ocean coastline were hoping for a bump Easter weekend, but torrential rain last week triggered floods and mudslides, killing more than 440 people, knocking out power and water supplies, and covering the beaches in and around the main port city of Durban with debris. Some hotels had a third of bookings canceled, and others were forced to close during what is normally the second busiest time of the year. Provincial authorities said they were expecting around 360,000 arrivals, but got less than half of that. Tourism remains a big employer in a country with over 30% unemployment. One mandate is being lifted in Barcelona, while another mandate is being added. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Face mask requirements for indoor spaces, except public transportation and medical centers, are being lifted. It's considered a milestone in the return to pre-pandemic life. Barcelona resident Ignacio Pastori says, look at us, eating cake and drinking, mate. The only thing I'm missing is a football. Give it to me. People are returning to the beaches in Barcelona, and they're being told a smoking ban will take effect July 1st from sand to sea. Tourist Evelyn Barconye is a smoker.
It's necessary because most people let them in the sand. I don't do this, but I can understand. It's not good for nature.
Josh Michael says a cigarette at a beach in Barcelona would be nice and relaxing, but...
A fine is... It's not great, but it's only 30 euros, and if you're not supposed to do it, you're not supposed to do it.
Barcelona would become the first major city in Spain to ban smoking on beaches. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Mexican judge has suspended construction of part of President Andres Manuel López Obrador's flagship tourist train project in the Yucatan Peninsula due to a lack of environmental impact studies. The Mayan train, a roughly 1,500-kilometer rail loop linking popular Caribbean beach resorts and archaeological ruins, has met with opposition from environmentalists and indigenous communities. Recapping our top story, thousands of Russian troops backed by artillery and rocket barrages began a long-anticipated offensive in eastern Ukraine on Tuesday, prompting Western countries to pledge more arms and money to the Kiev government. Ukraine officials said their soldiers would withstand the assault, calling it the Battle of the Donbas, but the Russians pressed an advance across almost the entire stretch of the Eastern Front, and hours after its start, seized a frontline city. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.